This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took part in the plenary session of the G20 summit on social inclusion and the fight against hunger and poverty. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, "One Earth, One Family, One Future is as relevant at G20 Brazil as it was in the summit held in Delhi last year." He said the people-centric decisions taken at the G20 summit in New Delhi have been taken forward during Brazil's presidency. He called it a matter of satisfaction that G20 prioritized SDG goals and focused on inclusive development, women-led development, and youth power. The Prime Minister stressed that countries of the Global South are most adversely impacted by the food, fuel, and fertilizer crisis caused by global conflicts. He pointed out that discussions can only be successful when the challenges and priorities of the Global South are kept in mind. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has commended the initiative by the Brazilian G20 presidency for launching the Global Alliance Against Hunger and Poverty. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "This collaborative initiative marks a significant stride towards ensuring food security and uplifting vulnerable communities worldwide." He assured India's full support to this effort. Union Minister for Housing and Urban Affairs and Power Manohar Lal today said that the dream of every family of having a pakka roof over their heads will be fulfilled under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana 2.0. Inaugurating the national workshop on PM Awas Yojana Urban 2.0 in New Delhi, Mr. Lal said that the impact of the scheme on economy and allied sectors has created more than 3 crore estimated employment opportunities. He emphasized an effective implementation of PMAU 2.0 and response governance to ensure benefits reach the last mile, impacting every eligible family positively. PMAU 2.0 is currently in the implementation phase, with more than 25 states and union territories having signed the memorandum of agreement with the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs. In Maharashtra, former Home Minister of State and Nationalist Congress Party Sharad Chandra Pawar Party leader Anil Deshmukh sustained head injuries due to stone pelting on his vehicle while he was returning from a campaign rally in Katol block of rural Nagpur. He was admitted to a private hospital in Nagpur. Similar incidents of violence have been reported in North Maharashtra. In Jalgaon, a candidate from Vanchit Bahujan Aghadi sustained injury from a gunfire. Senior leader Sharad Chandra Pawar has condemned the incidents of violence and demanded stern action against the accused. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has said that stern action will be taken against the accused. Campaigning for assembly elections in the state ended this evening. The air quality in the Delhi NCR region has deteriorated further, breaching the severe plus level with an average air quality index of 494 as of 10 p.m. yesterday. In view of the increasing level of air pollution in the national capital, Lieutenant Governor of Delhi Vinay Kumar Saxena directed the Delhi government to implement staggered timings in all government offices. With this order, Delhi Municipal Corporation offices will open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., while Delhi government offices will work from 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. This arrangement will remain in force till February next year. Meanwhile, Delhi Chief Minister Atishi announced that all classes in Delhi schools will be held exclusively online, including for class 10 and 12 from today. Delhi University will also conduct classes in online mode till Saturday. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that Delhi and NCR are likely to experience smog and dense fog during the night and morning hours over the next 2 days. A remembrance ceremony was held at Akashvani's Rang Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday in memory of the chairman of the Prime Minister's Economic Advisory Council, Dr. Bibek Debroy. He was known for his prolific work across economics, culture, Sanskrit literature and history. Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister, Dr. P.K. Mishra, remembered his old days while working with him on policies, discussing about various issues of economy, how they could be addressed. In the ceremony, Dr. Debroy's wife, Suparna Banerjee, paid floral tribute to him. His colleagues and Economic Advisory Council members, Dr. Shamika Ravi and Sanjeev Sanyal, spoke about his methods and ideas in the field of economics and his passion for Sanskrit language. In Chhattisgarh, CBI has arrested former chairman of State Public Service Commission, Taman Singh Somwani, in a case related to CGPSC recruitment scam. And that is the end of this news bulletin.